Okay, we're doing Ein Yaakov. We're up to the end of the second chapter. And the Gemara has been quoting things that different Amoraim, different rabbis in the time of the Talmud used to say to one another or in the end of their prayer. And now we're up to the bottom of page Mem Vav Amud Bet, page 92 in the standard Ein Yaakov printing. And the Gemara says like this: Ki havu miftrei rabbanan mibei Rav Chisda, when the rabbis would leave Rav Chisda's academy, v'amidah mibei Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. Some say this was the rabbis who left the academy of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani that used to say the following. Amu lehachi. They'd say the following. They'd quote the verse in Tehillim, the 144th chapter, Kuf Mem Daled, Alufeinu Mesubalim, Alufeinu Mesubalim. So that pasuk says Alufeinu Mesubalim in Peretz. Ve'in yotzeit ve'in tzevacha bechovoteinu shayam shekachalo. What does this mean? Alufeinu means the ones who are our superiors, mesubalim, who have been enduring. So Rav Shmuel ve'amrila Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar.
What is the idea of alufeinu again?
Alufeinu is our superiors. What did they mean by that, or what does the pasuk mean? So there are two opinions. Chadama once said, Alufeinu, our superiors, means bitorah. They're our superiors in Torah. Umsubalim, they endure b'mitzvot. They endure the mitzvot. They're people who work hard, and they make sure to maintain the mitzvot. So the pasuk, the beginning of the pasuk, Alufeinu, umsubalim, one opinion says it means our superiors in Torah who endure and uphold the mitzvot. Another one says Alufeinu b'Torah. Really, our superiors is a reference to superiors in Torah, uv mitzvot, and mitzvot. Alufeinu means you are superiors in both. So what does it mean, mesubalim? They endure b'yisurim. They endure afflictions. They live a difficult life, and they endure it, and they're still faithful to the Torah and mitzvot. So the pasuk says, Alufeinu mesubalim, our superiors who are enduring. There are superiors in Torah and in mitzvot, and they endure yisurin. Then the pasuk continues and says, En peretz, there's no breach. What does it mean, there's no breach? Shelo tei siyatenu kesiyato shel Shaul sheyatza mimenu doeg adomi. There shouldn't be a breach in our midst, meaning our camp should have a complete fence around it, that everyone should be whole in their ways. We shouldn't have one amongst us who breaches the fence, like Doeg HaDomi, who went against the laws of the Torah. Ultimately, he sinned so badly, he caused the murder of a whole Jewish town, and he really caused the downfall of Shaul, and he's considered the breach in Shaul's camp. So we wish them that, or they wished one another, in Peretz, there should be no breach in the camp. The En Yotzet, and there should be none who leave the camp, that our camp shouldn't be like the camp of David, that Achitophel broke camp with David. He went and helped the rebellion against David, and we have the female term Yotzet, because Achitophel broke camp with David because he was upset at what had happened between David and his granddaughter Bathsheba. So that's why it's referred to female, Yotzet. She went out. Really, she didn't. He went out because he thought he'd be successful. Ve'ein tzevacha, there should be no wail. Shlotei siyatenu kesiyato shel Elisha sheyatza mimenu Gehazi. That our camp shouldn't be like the camp of Elisha, who from his camp, there went out his servant Gehazi, who left the fold. Gehazi helped erect an idol that people believed this idol had special powers. He had a way of making the idol sound like it said, Anochi Hashem Lokecha, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt, Lo Yelecha, you shouldn't have any other gods other than me. So he was Tzevacha, he was a wailer, he caused this golden calf to wail. This was in the time then of the first Beit HaMikdash. And he was punished that he got tzaras, and he had to constantly warn people, stay away, I have tzaras. So that's tzivacha, the wailer. And we wish one another, or they wished one another, and tzivacha. There shouldn't be a wailer in your camp. Birchovoteinu, nor should there be one who wanders the street. שלא יהיה לנו בן או תלמיד שמקדיח תבשילו ברבים. We shouldn't have a son or a student who burns his pot, the things he's cooking, publicly. What's this a reference to? This is a reference to Oto Haish, that man who went out and got everyone to leave the faith. So that's Bilchovotenu. Here in the Chesonot Hashas, the censors took out the reference. There used to be a direct reference to him.
Yeah.
But they took it out. So that's the
Yaakov
was primarily printed during a period of censorship. They wouldn't let us print the Talmud. They let us print this. Okay, the pasuk says in Yeshaya Memvav, Shimu elai abir elev hachokim mitzdakah. Listen to me, those who have a powerful heart and are distant from charity. So here again, we have this quote, and we're uncertain as to whether it was Rav and Shmuel or Rav Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, just like the previous quote. One explained the verse. All the world, they get what they need out of charity. And these people, they're so righteous that they have a right to claim from God, feed me, take care of me. But the rest of the world, it's tzedakah. That's what we discussed previous times about nama dechisufa. Really, we have no right to ask Hashem for anything. And everything we get, we should be embarrassed that we're getting. So that's bitzedakah. We're nizon bitzedakah. But these people, they're the tzedikim, they're nizon bizwa. That's abirei lev. They have a powerful heart. Halchokim mitzedakah. They're distant from the charity. They don't need to get charity from God. But they're getting, they have a right to. Because they're maintaining Hashem's mitzvot. So they have a right to request things. And one said, the explanation of the pasuk is, kol ha'olam kulo nizonim bizchutan. The world at large is getting fed in their merit, in the merit of these righteous people. Vehem afilu bizchut atzman enan nizonin. And they don't even take a large portion, even in their own merit. Ked Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, like Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, da'amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, b'chol yom v'yom bat kol yotzet ma'achorev. Review the quote in the name of Rav, that there's a heavenly voice that comes out of Mount Sinai every day, v'omeret and says, kol ha'olam kulo nizonin b'shvil chanin abni. The world at large is given food, is supported by God with the merit of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, my son Chanina. V'chanin abni and my son Chanina, he doesn't have great wealth, he doesn't have fancy meals. He'd have the volume of a Coke bottle worth of carob from Friday to Friday. That was his meal. So that's the explanation. Listen to me, Abirei Lev, you powerful hearted, how Chokim Yitzdakah, they're distant from charity. It's in their merit that the whole world gets fed, and they themselves don't want to even use their merits to feed themselves. They live a very, very modest life. So that's the two possible explanations of the pasuk. Let's go back one second. The pasuk says, and they used to wish one another, that their camp shouldn't be like the camp of David HaMelech, shouldn't be like the camp of Shaul, shouldn't be like the camp of Elisha, shouldn't be like the camp that man came out of. So who should it be like? It seems like we're just saying it shouldn't be like. And I ask myself, if maybe from here we see an indication the other way, that the nature of the camps are that there's going to be someone who's going to leave the camp. If Shaul had someone like that, and David had someone like that, and Elisha had someone like that, so that means that you have a lot of people coming into yeshiva, you have no control how people are going to come out. You can try, but a person prays, I shouldn't have a disciple or a student who comes out like this. I think that maybe one of the things we learn from here is that statistically, it's very, very likely that such a thing would happen, and one has to pray that it shouldn't happen. You need heavenly intervention for it not to happen. You see that it happened throughout history in the greatest of camps. We don't come close to their camps, but we daven. So that's, I think that's the message we could take away from here, which is a message of encouragement, because parents sometimes have a child who turns out sour. I mean, the kid's a robber, the kid's a thief, the kid's who knows what. And then they think, what did I do wrong? So maybe they did do something wrong, but maybe they didn't do something wrong. Could be they were 100% right. Could be they were wonderful, and every person has their own bchira choshit. We pray that if a person's going to turn sour, he shouldn't be one of ours. It shouldn't come from our camp. So this explanation in the pasuk, Shimu elai abirei lev, we explain that the pasuk says, listen to me, the brave-hearted. The brave-hearted is a reference to positive people. Upligad Rav Yehuda, and this explanation is in disagreement with Rav Yehuda's explanation of the pasuk. Da'amar Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said, Mana birei lev, who are those brave-hearted people? That's a reference to people who are too tough. They're govai tipshai, the nation of govai, who are foolish. They're just foolish. They have potential, they don't use it. So what's so foolish about them? Amar Rav Yosef, Teida, I'll prove to you they're foolish. None of them ever converted. So they're foolish. Now what's foolish about them? So they should, some of them should have at least figured out what's right. That seems to be Pshan the Gemara over here. There's more discussion. The Govai, this nation of Govai, none of them ever became Gerim. There are commentaries that want to say Govai is the Givonim. This is a reference to those people who were so cruel that they were banished from Judaism, and that they insisted that Shaul's children be annihilated. But the Pashup Shad is, it's a nation, like Rashi says.
It's not clear which...
We don't know which nation. There was a nation in Babylon called Govai. Amar Ravashi, Vehalin bnei Matamachsia. And these people of the city Matamachsia, Abirei lev ninu. They're also people who have this bold heart, that in a derogatory way. Dehakachazu b'shivcha doraita treizim nebeshata. They see the praise of the Torah twice a year. Twice a year, your people would gather. They take off yarchi kala. They take off a month from their work to come learn in Tishrei and in Nisan. People, or Tishrei and Adar, people would come up there to Matamachsa to learn. And the people of Matamachsa saw how you had hundreds of thousands of Jews gathering there to learn in the academies in preparation for Sukkot, for Pesach, and they would get strength for the whole year, and they'd have a miracle there, that when they'd gather to learn, so a pillar of fire would come and hover over their head. So the people of Matamachsia, they're foolish. They're the people who have a, so to speak, a bold heart. They see the praise of the Torah twice a year, and none of them become Gerim. How come the people see how the Jewish people are gathering? There should be such a Kiddush Hashem. So there's something wrong with them. If they see all of this and none of them are affected, so Ravashi says there are also people who are Abirei Lev. And with this, we are zochet to conclude the second chapter.